Welcome. Today, we're discussing the impending impact of AI on the software development industry. It's a hot topic, and frankly, a little scary for some folks. Buckle up, because we're diving into the deep end.
I'm ready. So, what's the central argument here? Are developers really cooked?
Well, the argument is that AI is rapidly approaching, and perhaps surpassing, the coding abilities of a significant percentage of developers. The claim is bold. Widespread replacement within the next year, with AI writing 90% of code within 6 months. Remember the weavers of the 19th century? Their highly skilled, well-paid work was eventually fully automated. This is presented as a potential parallel for developers.
That's a stark comparison. But is it really accurate? The weaving process is mechanical. Code creation feels more intellectual.
That's a valid point. The speaker addresses this by showing how AI experts themselves are constantly revising their AGI predictions, highlighting the exponential growth and unpredictable nature of AI development. They argue that what took 150 years to automate in the past could take just a year or two now.
Okay, I see. Interesting. So, assuming this scenario plays out, what's the roadmap for developers?
The speaker offers a survival guide. First, stay updated. Constantly test new AI tools, IDEs, LLMs, APIs, UI builders, agent frameworks. YouTube is touted as a goldmine of information.
Makes sense. Master the tools before they master you, right? What's next?
Next is mastering AI coding itself, including the crucial step of planning tasks meticulously, testing rigorously, using memory-enhancing tools like Memo, and strategically choosing AI models. It's not about single prompts generating entire apps, but a more structured, deliberate approach.
Got it. So it's not just about using the tools, but understanding how to wield them effectively.
Exactly. Then the focus shifts to building AI agents. The speaker breaks it down. Build, deploy, evaluate, iterate. A practical, cyclical approach to developing effective agents. There's a ton of content available on building agents.
Creating agents to automate yourself? Ironic, yet perhaps necessary. Then what?
Aim higher. Move into senior roles. Architect, product lead, UX designer. Focus on the strategic decisions AI can't make, yet. The why, not just the how.
Playing to our human strengths, essentially. Good strategy. What's the final piece of advice?
Become your own boss. Start a side hustle, a startup. Own your productivity gains. Don't let them enrich someone else. AI empowers individuals to build and scale like never before.
I see the logic there. Take control of your destiny, eh? But what about the counter arguments? Is this all just hype? Are LLMs even the right path to AGI?
The speaker acknowledges the skepticism. The biology of LLMs paper, Meta's AI chief's comments. There's a chance LLMs aren't the ultimate answer. But even so, the transformation is happening, regardless of the specific technology driving it.
Okay. Makes you think, you know. One last question. Should developers still learn to code?
Yes, absolutely. But for different reasons than before. Not for a job, but for understanding the underlying technology, improving communication with AI, and honing problem-solving skills. Think of it as a superpower, not just a trade.
That's an empowering perspective. Thanks for breaking this down. It's a lot to digest, but definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. It's a rapidly evolving landscape, and staying informed is key. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.